Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Nisan.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul with Torah Life Ministries, and we are continuing to do our Suffer Well devotional series, and we're reading this series and thinking about these important devotionals that we give you here every day. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to read the devotional, and then we're going to do a teaching upon it, and this is so extremely helpful and beneficial. So please pay attention to these things. So as we read it, we're going to start off with a scripture today. And the scripture we're going to start off with is Ezekiel 34, verse 2. Ezekiel 34, verse 2 says, "Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds, the leaders of Israel. Give them this message from the sovereign Elohim. What sorrow awaits you shepherds who feed yourselves instead of your flocks? Shouldn't shepherds feed their sheep?" And we're going to discuss this. It says, "Have I not told you that your disobedience will mean your removal?" And that's from Jeremiah 23, verses 3 and 4, which says, "But I will gather together the remnant of my flock from the countries where I have driven them. I will bring them back to their own sheepfold, and they will be fruitful and increase in number. Then I will appoint responsible shepherds who will care for them, and they will never be afraid again. Not a single one will be lost or missing. I, Yahweh, have spoken." You preach and teach of saying, saving the lost. Meanwhile, your fold, whether many or few, has scattered and wanders aimlessly. Jeremiah 23, 1, verses 1 to 2 says, "What sorrow awaits the leaders of my people, the shepherd of my sheep, for they have destroyed and scattered the very ones they were expected to care for," says Yahweh. "Therefore, this is what Yahweh, the God of Israel, says to these shepherds. Instead of caring for my flock and leading them to safety, you have deserted them and driven them to destruction. Now I will pour out judgment upon you for all the evil you have done to them." Your heart identifies weak and misguided sheep, yet you only sacrifice for them is your only sacrifice to them is words. You make no time or personal effort to prove that the words are true. All of your effort ceases because of conflicts in your schedule. "Who told you I wanted mouthpieces for the masses? Salvation is mine, and if you paid attention, you would forgo your altar calls and replace them with think tanks. Imagine many of my chosen people, each with unique gifts and talents, all working together to bring unity. Today's shepherds will not be tomorrow's, and tomorrow's shepherds will not be lauded by the masses. Instead, I raise up murderers, adulterers, prostitutes, and tax collectors, while you seek out credentials. More specifically, you seek those who comply with your mindsets. You cry of the freedom found in my son, while you burden my people with man-made doctrines. You overextend the gifts that I have placed in you beyond their intended purpose and take on self-imposed burdens in hopes that they appear holy. You use your church attendance, number of ministries, or number of spiritual activities that you make available as indicators of your commitment to me, and then you expect my blessings to follow. The more people you impact with your busyness, the greater you feel is your anointing. I am not impressed. Seek first the kingdom, was my son's saying. Matthew 6:33 says, seek the kingdom first, Yahweh's kingdom. Foolishness, I say. Many men want their ears tickled. 2 Timothy 4, verse 3 says, for a time is coming when people will no longer listen to sound and wholesome teaching. They will follow their own desires and will look for teachers who will tell them whatever their itchy ears want to hear. by your emotional speeches. I am the one who saves, and I don't need you for that. Stop trying so hard to save the other's lost ones when you, the truly lost one, stares at you in the mirror daily. All who have ears to hear, comply, or it shall be torn from you. A good assessment of your shepherding skills can always be determined using powerful questions. Rather than telling somebody you love them, ask them if they feel loved by you. And then do the unthinkable. Ask them if ever that love has failed them. Wow. Wow. What a powerful devotional this was. And the idea of leading the flock and the shepherds. In Jeremiah 10, verse 21, it says, the shepherds of my people have lost their senses. They no longer seek wisdom from Yahweh. Therefore, they fail completely, and the flocks are scattered. The scriptures talk about going and making disciples. The scriptures talk about teaching, training, and bringing up others to lead in the right way with holiness. But this isn't happening today. It's not happening anymore. As it says in the scriptures, we look at the judgment against the leaders of Israel. In Micah 3, verses 1 to 3, it says, I said, listen, you leaders of Israel. You are supposed to know right from wrong, but you are the very ones who hate good and love evil. You skin my people alive and tear the flesh from their bones. Yes, you eat my people's flesh, strip off their skin and break their bones. You chop them up like meat for the cooking pot. In John 10, verses 11, it says, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd sacrifices his life for his sheep, not the other way around. His life for his sheep. So we're going to look at this more closely because we see a big problem happening today. John 21, verses 15 and 17 says, after breakfast, Yeshua asked Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, Peter replied. You know I love you. Then feed my lambs, Yeshua told him. Yeshua repeated the question, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Yes, Lord, Peter said, you know I love you. Then take care of my sheep, Yeshua said. A third time he asked Simon, son of John, do you love me? And Peter was hurt that Yeshua asked the question a third time. He said, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Yeshua said, then feed my sheep. Feed my lambs, take care of my sheep, and feed my sheep. These were the three responses of Yeshua. The three commands that he gave him. The three commands. We go to Isaiah 11, verses 11 to 16, and it says, in that day, Yahweh will reach out his hand a second time to bring back the remnant of his people, those who remain in Assyria, and northern Egypt, in southern Egypt, Ethiopia and Elim, in Babylon, Hamath, and all the descending coastlands. He will raise a flag among the nations and assemble the exiles of Israel. He will gather the scattered people of Judah from the ends of the earth. And then at last, the jealousy between Israel and Judah will end. They will not be rivals anymore. They will join forces to swoop down on Philistia to the west, and together they will attack the plunder of the nations to the east. They will occupy the lands of Edom and Moab, and Aram will obey them. Yahweh will make a dry path through the gulf of the Red Sea. He will wave his hand over the Euphrates River, sending a mighty wind to divide into the seven streams so it can easily be crossed on foot. He will make a highway for them, the remnant of his people, the remnant coming from Assyria, just as he did for Israel long ago when they returned from Egypt. The prophecy that's giving, the call on us to be disciples, the call on us to be teachers and leaders and to share the gospel. And I ask people on a regular basis, how many people today did you tell Yeshua died for you? You know, I'm not even talking about leading on a consistent daily basis. I'm talking about just saying the essential words that Yeshua died for all of us. It says in Jeremiah 31, verses 7 and 8, now this is what Yahweh says, sing for joy for Israel. Shout for the greatest of nations. Shout out with praise and joy. Save your people, O Yahweh, the remnant of Israel, for I will bring them from the north, from the distant corners of the earth. I will not forget the blind and lame, the expectant mothers and women in labor. The great company will return. The great return coming back. The sheep are coming home. Jeremiah 32:37 says, I will certainly bring my people back again from all the corners where I will scatter them in my fury. I will bring them back to this very city and let them live in peace and safety. I tell you right now, we're talking about in the scriptures, this place called Jerusalem, this place called Israel. But I'm telling you right now, there's even a more wonderful place, a wonderful kingdom that he wants to bring us to, that he's going to call us from all over the way we've been scattered along the world according to our disobedience. And he wants us to get right with his word and repent. And come back to our new kingdom. Come back to the kingdom that awaits us. And he's willing to take us out of all the places he scattered us to bring us back. And I tell you right then, they were there. They were looking for the physical land to return to. But right now, we have a physical person to return to. Yeshua. Many of us, many of you have departed, have left your first love. Many of you have turned your backs on Yeshua. And in fact, Yahweh, many of you have been punished for it. Many of you have been missing out on blessings for years because of it. But now it's time to return. It's time to return, and it begins with repentance and changing your mind. As you start to understand, I will believe and I will keep his Torah. And he's going to restore everything that I lost, restore it all. And I'm telling you, you were formed in the womb. And you had a great promise, a future, and a hope waiting for you all. But many of us lost it. When we got to the place in our age where we decided to make our own choices, many of us made choices that went against Scripture. Many of us haven't even chosen to read Scripture. But he wants to return us. And he wants us to return to him. Jeremiah 3:15 says, and I will give you shepherds after my own heart, who will guide you with knowledge and understanding. And he's using people and put people in our lives to bring us back to him. Back to him. Jeremiah 31:10 says, listen to this message from Yahweh, you nations of the world. Proclaim it in distant coastlands. Yahweh will scatter his people. We'll gather them and watch over them as a shepherd does his flock. We have the ultimate example of how it should be. Yeshua dying for his flock. Yeshua giving up everything so they could rise with him. And then he looks and teaches us how to be leaders. And how to be shepherds. And how to disciple others. And he tells us to let go of the ego and the self. And to understand and embrace the idea of loving one another. John 6:39 says, and this is the will of Yahweh. That I should not lose even one of all those he has given me. But that I should raise them up from the last day. To raise them up from the last day. That we'd raise again. John 10:28 says, I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me. We look at the great return to come to Yeshua. The true promise. The true promise. And hallelujah. Never again will we be put in a position to depart from him again. 1 Peter 1:5 says, and through your faith, Yahweh is protecting you by his power until you receive this salvation, which is ready to be revealed on a last day for all to see. Everyone has this opportunity, and every tongue should confess, and every knee should bow. That Yeshua is Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But we look what happened. We look at Isaiah 56:9-12. The sinful leaders are condemned. Come, wild animals of the field. Come, wild animals of the forest. Come and devour my people, for the leaders of my people, Yahweh's watchmen, his shepherds, are blind and ignorant. They are like silent watchdogs that give no warning when danger comes. They love to lie around, sleeping and dreaming like greedy dogs. They are never satisfied. They are ignorant shepherds who are following their own path and intent on physical personal gain. Come, they say, let's get some wine and have a party. Let's all get drunk. Then tomorrow we'll do it again and have an even bigger party. This is the situation where we find ourselves in today. You have people that are leading their flock astray. And leading those people, many of you are not going to like to hear this, but it's the truth. Leading those people is the Christian church. The Christian church, and that includes the Catholic church, they're leading their people away from Yeshua. They're not leading their flock in the right direction. They're leading their flock in a wrong direction. and these shepherds, these people that have been given the position to shepherd these people, are not doing their job. Jeremiah 10:21 says, "The shepherds of my people have lost all their senses. They no longer seek wisdom from Yahweh. Therefore, they fail completely, and their flocks are scattered." But he wants us to return. He wants us to come home. Jeremiah 50 verse 6 says, "My people have been lost sheep. Their shepherds have led them astray and turned them loose on the mountains. They have lost their way and can't remember how to get back to the sheepfold." They've never been given direction. They've never listened to the sound of the voice. Ezekiel 13:3 says, "This is what the sovereign Elohim says. What sorrow awaits the false prophets who are following their own imaginations and have seen nothing at all." What sorrow awaits them. And we look at the shepherds of Israel. It says in Ezekiel 34, verse 1 and 2, "Then this message came to me from Yahweh. Son of man, prophesy against the shepherds, the leaders of Israel. Give them this message from the sovereign Elohim. What sorrow awaits you shepherds who feed yourselves instead of your flocks. Shouldn't shepherds feed their sheep?" Yes, that's where we start off. Shouldn't shepherds feed their flocks? And this is the question I ask you today. So many people you pray for that their eyes are opened. So many people you pray for that they're saved. So many people you pray for that they know Yeshua. But you don't show them love. You show them your ego. You show them your ego. You don't show them love. Show them the love of Yeshua and watch their eyes be open. Watch their hearts get circumcised. Show them the love of Yeshua. And we finished that series on love and what true love is. They're not looking. They're not looking for inventions. They're not looking for new ideas. They're looking for love. They're looking for love. I met a man once. He said he was once homeless. And people would give him money. And people would give him things. He said, but the most important thing people did was show him love. It's those people that showed him love, even just sitting next to him and talk to him, meant so much more than any amount of money or any food somebody can give them. If you want to lead your flock, take the example of Yeshua. Do it with love. Teach them love according to the scriptures. Teach them love according to the 16 attributes of what love truly is. Zechariah 11:17 says, "What sorrow awaits the worthless shepherd who abandons the flock? The sword will cut his arm and pierce his right eye. His arm will become useless and his right eye completely blind." Don't be that person. Don't be that person. But it says in Exodus 32:34, "Now go, lead the people to the place I told you about. Look, my angel will lead the way before you. And when I come to call the people to account, I certainly will hold them responsible for their sins." Jeremiah 44:22 says, "It was because Yahweh could no longer bear the disgusting things you were doing that he made your land an object of cursing, a desolate ruin without inhabitants, as it is today." As it is today. We look again at the last days and what it says is going to happen, as we saw today and we read about it in the scripture, in the devotional. 2 Timothy 3 verses 1 and 2 says, "You should know this, Timothy, that in the last days there will be very difficult times, for people will love only themselves and their money. They will be boastful and proud, scoffing at Yahweh, disobedient to their parents and ungrateful. They will consider nothing sacred." Nothing sacred. And that's where we are today. All the signs are leading up to this. Who has failed? Where the flock has been spread all over? And when will the return happen? When will the return happen? We have to understand about sheep and what the scriptures say about this. About Yeshua being our shepherd and we being his sheep. Psalms 23 verses 1 to 3 said, a psalm of David. "Yahweh is my shepherd, I have all that I need. He makes me lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside quiet waters and he refreshes my soul. He guides me along the right paths for his name's sake." This is a relationship between a shepherd and a sheep. This is what we are looking at. Isaiah 40 verses 10 to 11 says, "Yes, the sovereign Elohim is coming in power. He will rule with a powerful arm. See, he brings his reward with him as he comes. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arm and carries them close to his heart. He greatly leads those that have young. That's it right there. Isaiah 40, verse 11. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. And he greatly or gently leads those who have young. This is what it all comes down to. Isaiah 40, verse 11. Hallelujah. And then we go to Mark 6, 34 that says, Yeshua saw the huge crowd as he stepped from the boat. And he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. That's how a shepherd teaches the sheep. That's how he keeps what's his and people listen and desire. Revelation 7, 17 says, for the Lamb is on the throne, will be their shepherd. He will lead them to springs of life-giving water. And Yahweh will wipe away every tear from their eyes. Every tear from their eyes. Hallelujah. Ezekiel 34, verses 30 to 31 says, in this way they will know that I am Lord their God. I am with them. And they will know that day the people of Israel are my people, says the sovereign Elohim. You are my flock, the sheep of my pasture. You are my people, and I am your God. The sovereign Elohim has spoken. That's it. That's all you need to know. And Hebrews 13, 20 to 21 says, now may the God of peace, who through the blood of the eternal covenant brought back from the dead our Lord Yeshua, that the great shepherd of the sheep equipped you with everything good for doing his will. And may he work in us what is pleasing to him through Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, to whom be glory forever and ever. Amen and hallelujah. And all his promises are yes and amen. Psalms 100 verse 3 says, acknowledge that Yahweh is Elohim. He made us and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Psalm 79, 13 says, then we, your people, the sheep of your pasture, will thank you forever and ever, praising your greatness from generation to generation. Hallelujah. Praise our wonderful creator. The sheep hear the shepherd's voice. And I'm calling you today and asking you all today, do you hear the shepherd's voice? Do you hear the shepherd's voice? He's speaking to you. Some of you say we don't hear him. You don't hear him. Open up your Bible. He's speaking to you. He's singing to you. Open up your Bible. He's instructing you what to do, how to do it, when to do it. John 10, 14 says, I am the good shepherd. I know my own sheep and they know me. John 10, 26 to 28 says, but you don't believe me because you are not my sheep. My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. I give them eternal life and they will never perish. No one can snatch them away from me. Do you hear that? My sheep listen to my voice. I know them and they follow me. And I ask you today, who is your shepherd and who are you following? I tell you by lip service and by actions, more people in the church today are following their human pastor than they are our heavenly king, Yeshua. John 10, verses 3 to 4 says, the gatekeeper opens the gate for him, and the sheep recognize his voice and come to him. He calls on his own sheep by name and leads them out. After he has gathered his own flock, he walks ahead of them and they follow him because they know his voice. How many of you know the voice of Yeshua? Again, he speaks to you every day if you're reading the word. How many of you recognize scripture? How many of you see and realize what he's trying to do in our life? He is our shepherd and we are his sheep. He died for us. It says in John 10 verses 10 to 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep. John 10, 15 says, just as my Father knows me and I know the Father, so I sacrifice my life for the sheep. And Matthew 15, 24 says, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. And Isaiah 53, but he was pierced for our rebellion, crushed for our sins, and was beaten so we could be whole. He was whipped so we could be healed. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left Yahweh's path to follow our own. Yet Yahweh laid on him the sins of all of us. He was oppressed and treated us harshly, yet he never said a word. He was laid like a lamb to the slaughter, and the sheep is silent before the shearers. He did not open his mouth. Are you willing to be his sheep? It says in John 10:7, he explained to them, I tell you the truth, I am the gate for the sheep. Are you ready to be the sheep? No longer to be lost, but to be returned and redeemed and to take your place where it belongs. Understand, Yahweh will lead his sheep. Psalm 78:52 to 53 says, but he led his own people like a flock of sheep, guiding them safely through the wilderness. He kept them safe, so they were not afraid, but the sea covered their enemies. And Psalm 77, verse 20 says, you led your people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for your wonderful healing touch amongst your people. Matthew 10:16 gives a great warning when it says, look, I am sending you out as sheep amongst wolves, so be shrewd as snakes and harmless as doves. Matthew 7:15 says, beware of false prophets which come into your sheep's clothing, but inwardly they are raving wolves. Remember the discernment and the judgment that we must have to know the wolves from the sheep. The wolves from the sheep. Praise our wonderful Creator that he gives us vision to see these things. And he's given us not just a shepherd, but the shepherd in Yeshua, our Messiah, who's bringing his people Israel back together again. He's bringing his people Israel back together again. Praise our wonderful Creator. Just know, no matter how far you have strayed, no matter how far off the path you have went, we could hear his voice in a distance. And the closer we get to him, the louder we hear him. And when we read his word and we pray to him and speak to him, he speaks to us and we hear him louder and louder. Return, 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 my sheep, return. Every corner of the nation, return. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for this round trip ticket you've given us to come back home again. Thank you, Father, for all you're doing in our lives, and may you continue to bless us. And I share this with all of you again. The good assessment of your shepherding skills can always be determined using a powerful question. Rather than telling somebody you love them, ask them if they feel loved by you. And then do the unthinkable. Ask them if they ever that love has failed them. And then we can understand how amazing Yeshua is in our lives. Thank you, Father, for this word today and for everybody for listening. Have a blessed day today. Yahweh be with you all. See more of our teachings at TorahLifeMinistries.org. Shalom, shalom, and hallelujah. Praise Yah. Have a blessed day, everybody. Shalom.
Come out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 33416, and thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Us free, he paid it.